Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. That's once again all one word, audibletrial.com/PPMedia, and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. Start reading.
I've been very busy. Many important matters require king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
I am
stupid
girls.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
We're like pros at this now. Total pros. And up in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Joffria Podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is...
Catfish.
Catfish, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I couldn't be more excited to do our very first podcast of the day.
Wait, no.
Oh.
We're on our third podcast of 5 we're recording in one day to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the
Joffria Podcast.
Go back to 2013, July of 2013.
No.
And a little podcast that couldn't. Started up and started sweeping over the nation, mm-hmm. singing the strength about his grace, first of his name, first in your heart, King Joffrey Baratheon. Can you believe it's been 5 years, Catfish?
You know what I really can't believe?
What can't you believe?
You know, sometimes people came up with an idea that is so amazing.
Yeah?
That even though they're the first, other people try to copy that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of people doing the same thing when Shameful. Really there's one person who got the idea. But sometimes,
yes.
Sometimes, Bubba.
Wait, yes?
There is an idea so transformational and unique
okay.
that it cannot be copied.
Never.
And that is the Joffria Podcast, because we are still the only ones out there unstraightening the unstraighteners, re-straightening the crookedness of the unstraightened.
Yeah.
We are the only ones still singing the praises of Joffrey, first of his name, first in your hearts, and also...
Yeah.
First to come back and take the throne on the upcoming season of the Joffria Podcast.
Hey, we're also doing this to kind of push other avenues of the Joffria Podcast. You may hear us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher, but know that we are also available on YouTube in video form.
Wow. As if it wasn't bad enough. I mean, excellent new addition.
We are trying to get our subscribers over 1,000. We want 10,000 YouTube subscribers. We're desperately trying. We're trying to push. We're trying to get you guys there. And if we just get our subscribers on YouTube over 1,000, you'll never have to see our ugly mugs ever again. So, Catfish.
Yes.
We have new social media platforms. We have a new Twitter handle. It's
okay.
At PPHQ. The word double, the single letter P, the letters H and Q to signify headquarters, PP headquarters.
Oh.
That's at PPHQ on Twitter, Instagram. Our Facebook page is now facebook.com/PPHQ. And if that wasn't enough, we're PPHQ on Twitch, baby. Twitch. On YouTube, you gotta search for us. That was the one caveat. Just search PP Podcast, PP Media on YouTube. You'll find us. Here we are. We're here. And to celebrate you guys doing all these wonderful things for us,
yes,
we're going to be giving away some Game of Thrones prizes like this incredible Mother of Dragons t-shirt. World of Dragons Dubrovnik t-shirt. You like that? World of Dragons? Get it?
And I get it.
It's the Targaryen symbol like Jurassic Park. World of Dragons Dubrovnik t-shirt.
I got it.
We're going to be giving that away to people who... Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. No. Yeah, and get those comments.
I mean, we are doing this in special here. You can see we put a lot of makeup on to make ourselves look the best. Sometimes we're even looking at the right cameras.
Never.
Yeah. We've got multi-camera set up.
Can you believe it?
Mm-mm.
Catfish, on today's The Joffria Podcast,
yeah.
We're going to be looking into the future. We've looked at the 5 years. Now we're going to look into the future with... What's after Game of Thrones?
Oh, okay.
HBO...
But while we're looking into the future,
yeah,
we'll also be looking into the past.
Whoa. Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, HBO has announced that one of the spinoffs that might follow Game of Thrones is going to be about the Age of Heroes, a.k.a. The Long Night.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors that they're going to start filming this in a couple of months and that they want something to follow Game of Thrones in 2020.
I would imagine they do.
But that is too long to wait. Too long to wait, I tell you, for more Game of Thrones content. So what we're going to do today...
Mm-hmm.
is we're going to actually, spoiler alert, we're going to show you the very first episode of The Age of Heroes Game of Thrones, a.k.a. The Long Night Game of Thrones. Can you believe it, Catfish? We're going to show it to people here on the show.
I mean, first of all, you got to watch as soon as you can because there's going to be a takedown notice. We're going to get our nut suit off. So listen, as soon as you see this up, tell everybody you can before it gets pulled down because we're basically spoiling... a show that won't be shown for another couple years.
Right. So we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What we need for you listeners is, once again, share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Send us suggestions of other episodes of The Age of Heroes that you'd like to see. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. They would just call it Age of Heroes, not The Age of Heroes. We're hip, like the Facebook. So we're going to bring you now.
Yep.
We're going to bring you now.
Mm-hmm.
To Westeros 10,000 years ago.
Oh my God.
Thousands of years ago, the first men crossed into Westeros. Little did they know the land was populated with magical creatures, giants, mystical beasts, and the little fairies whom man called the children of the forest. But man did something unthinkable, which would ruin this peaceful new world for entirety.
Oi, I say we cut this one down here. This looks like a very good piece of wood.
Look at all these trees. We got brown trees everywhere, and you want to cut down this white one?
Well, look at it. It's white.
Okay, fair enough. Here, let's get our axes out.
I don't know. Maybe you need to sharpen my axe. It's not working over here.
No, this tree is so strong and powerful. Unlike all these other wimpy trees that go down with an axe.
This is why I want this tree right here.
This is the one you want?
I want the white one.
The white one. How about let's get out the bandsaw, Alex? All right, here we go.
Okay. This is not working either.
Oi! What are you doing over there, you two? That's a weirwood tree. You're cutting down something sacred. That's my ancestors' blood is in that tree. That's their soul is in their tree. How could you dare cut that out?
Whoa, what?
That's exactly what we want.
Hey, we want...
It's very strong. Who would want a tree that doesn't have a soul in it for your house?
Yeah, we...
No one.
We need a strong tree.
But that's my ancestors, you jerks. How could you do that?
Listen, you ain't exactly the best looking children of the forest, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Let's just, we'll go back to our chopping and you get away. So
let's chop this.
I said no. Don't you dare.
No, don't grab me. Don't grab me axe.
Give me that axe.
Whoa. Dude, you just killed that little fairy creature.
Well, that was unfortunate. But you know what? Now that me blade is slick with the blood.
Yeah?
Maybe I can cut down this tree now.
Oh, let's try it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going down.
Yeah, see
cut
that?
Cut it down.
Beautiful.
Cut down the white tree for us.
Soul. Love to have a soul in me house.
The children of the forest were being killed.
Mm.
Their weirwood trees were being destroyed. Their leaders met to plot a solution.
What are we gonna do?
They are totally cutting down our tree, man. I mean, how are we losing to human beings? You feel me? Human beings don't have magic. Guess who's got magic? Guess who has two thumbs in magic? This child of the forest, that's who. Well, how can we lose to them?
They're just so tall.
Tall?
Yeah, they're so tall. Every time I try to reach up,
yeah,
the guy put his hand on my forehead.
Yeah.
And then I do this, a windmill, and he laughs.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he's tall. Hip-de-hip hooray. But you know what I have? I have a grenade fireball that I could throw and stuff blows up. How can we lose to these idiot human beings? Come on.
Listen,
Yeah.
I went over and I went like this to one of them. And you know what happened?
What?
Me hand hurt.
Okay.
They're very thick creatures.
They're just dumbass humans. Come on, we can beat them.
Listen, I tried to spit in one of them's eyes.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
What?
Was so tall that it landed back in my own eye.
Oh, no.
Do you know how much that hurts? It was embarrassing. I ran away.
That's terrible.
Yes.
You know what? These damn humans, they're big and they're strong. They're too big and strong.
Yeah. They're too white. You know what they said? White is right.
I didn't know
how to comply.
What?
I just don't know what to do.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Man, you know what? If there was only some way we could get them to use their height and their weight and their strength against him, you know what I mean? Man, is there any way we could get it to just knock these fools down a peg?
Well, I don't know. Let's see if we, I got an idea. What if we use the humans to kill the humans?
Hmm? Use humans to kill humans? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, here was the thing.
Okay.
I did try one time.
Sure.
To sort of seduce one of them.
Wait,
yes, I did.
One of those ugly non-green things?
I did, and I was like, isn't this the sweetness? And he said, no, it certainly is not.
Okay.
But my idea was this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I seduced one of them.
Got it.
AKA, you throw a rock at their head and knock them over.
Seduction.
Yes. And then I take a piece of dragon glass.
Cool.
And stab it in the heart.
Whoa, that is stone cold.
Turning him undead.
You're going to stab him in the heart and make him undead?
That's me plan.
Wow, they're just cutting down trees. I mean, this seems to...
They're cutting down souls.
Okay, sorry. Good point. I mean, okay, so what's the big deal turning him into undead? Who
cares? Okay, so we take him when they're undead.
Yeah.
And then we convince them that they need more friends. Who doesn't need more friends?
Why can't we have friends?
Yes,
yeah, of course.
Yes. So we make this one turn his friend humans into more dead ones.
Whoa!
So they get, I'm gonna call it the Army of the Dead. Shh, just keep that between you and me. The Army of the Dead.
You are one sick F. What are you
talking?
You're gonna...
Hold on, that's not the best part.
That's not the best part?
It's not the best part.
No, what is it?
No, the best part is this.
Yeah?
Okay. We're gonna have them steal human babies.
What?
And turn them into more White Walkers.
Oh, what the hell?
Human babies.
Oh, no.
Because they're fresh.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
Yeah, they'll become the leaders.
Okay.
Yes, fresh. Fresh babies.
Oh, my God. This is what is going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Okay, all right. You promise if we do this, they won't cut down any more trees.
Well, sure.
And so the newly created White Walker threat spread out and attacked man. Man put up a brave fight but was lost. When one man went out and tried to talk to a child of the forest on the God's eye.
Hey, I don't like what I've been hearing.
Yeah, well, suck it. You guys were tough, and now we're killing you.
You're turning people into non people. That ain't right.
Oh, come
on. That ain't right. I don't know why you have to be so mean all the time.
Well, why did you have to cut down our trees? We begged you not to.
It wasn't me cutting down the tree.
What do you mean?
I never cut down the tree. I was always anti-cut down tree. That's what I said. Don't cut down the tree.
And they didn't listen to you?
No, they didn't listen to me, but I said, no, cut down the tree. What about you?
It's, you know, I told my friends, I was like, we shouldn't turn human beings into undead zombies who could then raise the dead and make more undead zombies. They just didn't listen. It's like, you're the first one who's ever listened to me.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I've tied you up and gagged you.
But I kind of like it.
What?
Yeah. What?
You're so tall and not green.
Well, and you're so... Well, if I close my eyes or squint, you're not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. I love man.
Oh, and I love
whatever it is you are.
You're all tied up, so I'll take off your clothes. And I'll remove mine.
No, please. Go ahead. You stay clothed.
No,
please.
I want you to see me as nature made me.
Can you take this out of my mouth and put it over my eyes first?
I think I've always been told to stay away from man, but maybe it's because man makes me want to stone cold get busy in my naughty place.
Oh. You mean your village?
Yes, get in my village. Get in my village.
I'm in your village.
Oh, let's have sex. Oh.
It's cold and damp.
Oh, this is so hot. This is so hot. We're surrounded by these weirwood trees and they all have eyes. It's like people are watching. Oh, I get turned on when people watch.
I like to perform in front of strangers.
The next morning. Oh man, that was incredible. I think I'm totally knocked up.
Oh.
You know,
I'm gonna have some explaining to do at home.
I just
like some strange occasionally.
If we can find love, then maybe there could be love between man and children of the forest.
Love, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little too soon for that. Listen.
Yeah?
How about if I just give you one drawer?
Let me have one drawer at your place.
Yes.
That's perfect. I'll put all my leaves in there. You know what else I'll do?
Sorry, I took a nap there for a second, yes?
I think I'll go back to my people and I'll ask them to stop the White Walkers and to make sure they are gone forever.
That sounds like a great plan. That's going to keep us really, really busy. I don't know when I'll be able to call you again.
Wait, what? It's part of the pact. We're having a pact here.
Sure, I'll call you. My phone number is...
Yes?
7.
And so peace was forged between man and the child of the forest.
Yes?
But from this new forbidden union, a baby was born. A baby with special abilities. Oh, look at our son. Look at our son. Mm. He loves to play with sticks and things.
Yes.
I think we need to give him a name. I say,
He does need to have a name.
I say, let's name our son.
Yes?
Bob the Builder.
Ooh, I'm not a fan of that. How about we call him Handy Manny?
Handy Manny?
Yes.
What kind of name is that?
Well, it's not so... The name is so Anglo-Saxon, Bob. Yeah. Handy Manny has got a ring to it.
Ring?
It also shows that he's multicultural. Our son is multicultural.
Please. He's a multicultural. I named him after your kind of Bob. I didn't name him after my kind, like a leaf or a oat or a bran.
Well, I know, but you listen...
Yeah?
What has he got to two of and looks like a mix between you and me? Hands. See, he'd be Handy Manny.
I don't know what I ever saw in you. Now, I want you to help me support our child. Don't be such a stark jerk. Our child, Bob the Builder Stark.
Oh, no, that's horrible. It's too much alliteration.
Too much?
Yes.
Look, why? You like
him. How about we call him Bob the Gilder? At least it doesn't rhyme.
Come on.
Come on.
Listen.
Yes?
We'll take, you like Han, I like Bob for alliteration, Bob the Builder.
Listen.
What if he becomes Bon? Bon, like instead of Han, Bon the Builder.
You know what? I'm so tired of this. I'm so sick of you. Let's just name him. For God's sakes, we'll name him after my favorite cereal. Let's just call him Bran.
Yay! Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy. You guys called off the White Walker, Mommy and Daddy, but the White Walkers are coming back.
No. Are they?
Well, look, I know I said I would get rid of all the White Walkers, but Mommy, went and did a funny thing, Mommy.
Another funny thing?
Well,
you whore.
I said he was gone. I didn't say he was dead. I just said he was gone. So, see, I made the White Walker go as far north as north could go. I didn't know he'd turn around and come back. Don't look at me. Don't at me. What'd I do?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm so tired of dealing with all your old boyfriends.
And so, after sleeping for decades, the White Walkers came back, but this time with a full army of the dead. More powerful than ever, they were still programmed to destroy human beings and anyone who defended human beings, but now they were willing to kill their creator, the Children of the Forest.
Yo, where my girl at?
We will kill all of them, my son.
Yeah, but first, where my girl at?
What are you... Keep your eye on the prize. We have one bit of programming. Kill anything that stops you, that allows humans to live.
Man, she's a fine piece of work, though.
What is... Time out. Joe, what is with you, Joe?
Look, Joe. You don't know how good she was. I mean, this is a sweet, sweet piece of meat.
Yeah, but Joe, I totally turned you into a White Walker. You shouldn't care about that stuff anymore.
You know what, man? There's some things that go deeper than white, than alive or dead. This woman, man, she does something to me. It transcends breathing.
Listen.
Yes?
Listen to me. I'm going to monologue to you here, buddy.
All right, let's have it.
We only want one thing.
What's that?
To make things dead.
Yes?
We don't care. I don't care, yo.
Uh-huh.
What goes in me bed? I just want to make things dead. Anything that helps humans live, I destroy. If plants and food help them live, that means I turn it to winter and snow so nothing can grow. Yo, can you feel me?
Man, I feel you, but... Until you've ever seen the way she does the... She kind of like tickles a little bit.
Okay, keep it clean. Keith, Joe, what the hell?
All right, man.
All right, listen. We're going to go and we're going to march south as far as south can go. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring death to those evil, evil humans. Yo, let's do it.
All right.
From the east, a hero came as darkness fell over the land.
Oh.
A hero alone who came to help stop the death and destruction.
Yo, 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 kids! Azor Ahai in the hizzy! Whoa, ho! You understand me, y'all? I understand you just got a problem with some evil demons, man. I brought my magic sword. I'm here. I'm gonna kill, man. I'm gonna totally kill.
Man, we tried swords.
No.
The swords don't work, man.
Listen.
We tried them.
Azor Ahai here. Hi. Holla. Holla. You hear me? My magic sword is totally gonna work. Show me a White Walker.
Yeah,
Show me a White Walker and I'll kill it. You know,
yeah, please.
Oh, wait. There's one over
there. Oh, there you go.
There's one over there. Here,
yeah, please. Go kill it.
Let me take my sword. Watch this.
Yep, go ahead. Kill it.
Eat. Steal.
No.
Whoa. My sword just shattered. I know you guys hired me to destroy these evil demons, but I'm going to have to go make a new sword. Is that okay?
Listen, do whatever you got to do, pal. It's all right.
Listen to me.
It's not like we're dying left and right. You
listen
take your time,
to me,
okay,
listen
buddy?
Listen to me, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I didn't know these White Walkers were so hashtag ice cold. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go temper my sword for 50 days and 50 nights.
But all right. We're just supposed to sit here for 50 days and... How many nights are that?
50 nights.
Oh, 50 days and 50 nights. You sure it's not 50 days and 40 nights?
No, the full 50 days, 50 nights. It's got to be equal. I got to temper
it. Sit here, we're being cut down left and right.
Yeah.
By the way, just want to clear this up for you.
Okay.
When someone dies, they're brought back to fight the living. Okay, so every day, this army is getting bigger and bigger. But it's going to take you 50 days and 50 nights. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Ahai needs time to temper. Temper time. Stop. Temper time.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, I have Westeros Prime. Is there any way to get that a little faster than 50 days?
Sorry, I'll see you.
And so for 50 days and 50 nights, Azora did temper his... when he finally he returned with his new blade. Azora Hype is back! Back, baby! Yo, 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 yo!
All right, so...
It worked on my darn sword. This new sword, totally perfect. You can trust it, man. You can trust it.
All right, well, let's just test it out, okay? First...
Okay, well, to test it out, we're here at the Westeros Zoo. How about, Hey, how about I go over here and kill that lion?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'll just stab my...
No, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
What do you mean? What?
We just got that lion from the San Diego Zoo. You know how much that lion cost us to bring over here?
No idea.
You know how far it is from San Diego to here?
I'm just saying, I gotta... I'll stab my sword through its heart so it doesn't hurt, and then we'll test to make sure the sword works.
No, no, no.
No.
He's called Willie the Lion. The kids freaking love him. All right? We can't be stabbing a real lion. Look, how about... Oh, no, I got an idea. Great, great idea.
Wait, you got an idea?
Yeah. Yeah, there's this guy named Lan the Clever.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, his nickname is sort of ironic.
Oh.
His sigil is a lion. Oh, what if you just knife him?
That'll work. So let me, here we go.
Okay, yep, all
here
right.
Here we go. I'll go straight through Lan the Clever's heart. Hey, Lan, look over there, a White Walker. Ooh, look at that blood. Now I got Lan's blood on it. I am so positive. Oh, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, do it.
This new blade, I shall smite thee.
Oh, God.
Okay, that blade also shattered. You know why I didn't temper it long enough?
Oh, it needs to be tempered
longer? I'm going to temper this next one.
50 days and 50
this
nights?
This next one, don't worry, buddy. I'm going to temper it 100 days and 100 nights.
Okay. You
that way, whoever's the sword
left,
will get it.
Whoever's left when you come back, you let them know it's been tempered that long.
No, I'm going to totally temper this sword, man. All right. What's the big deal? It's just 100 days and 100 nights.
Of course.
All right. Peace out, suckers. And so... Azor Ahai spent the next 100 days and nights working on his sword until finally he was ready. He came out, and in the village all he saw was his wife. Honey, where is everybody? I got the new sword. 100 days, 100 nights, I am ready to shatter some White Walker. Booyah!
First of all.
Yeah, honey?
You don't write. You don't call. You don't send anything.
Honey.
Okay? It has been over 100 days. I don't mind the days. But the nights are cold. Okay? I'm the only one alive. The rest of them are dead. And you know anything that's kept me alive?
What? It's my love.
No. Oh. It's the anger in my heart has burned away all the White Walkers.
Wait, what?
The fire.
Honey, I've been thinking I need to test my new blade. If you've got fire in your heart, honey... Allow me to stick it with the pointy end.
Oh!
And with his wife's anger at her no good husband, the blaze was set aflame. And he did approach the evil White Walkers with his magic flame. I smite thee! Everybody, come on out. Come on out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, guess what? The mm-hmm. White Walkers are totally dead, y'all. I did it. I killed them. Booyah. Dead. I solved the White Walker problem. Thank me. Hello.
They're gone.
That's exactly right. Gone.
They're all of them are dead.
They're all gone.
You've seen every one of their dead, unmoving bodies. No longer... moving,
I mean, of course.
Because they're dead.
Of course. Why would you even think that then he would still be alive?
They're never coming back.
That doesn't, no, I mean, I would be tell you this, as Azor Ahai himself, you could be here 100 days and 100 nights, 1,000, 10,000 years in the future.
Mm.
You will never see these White Walkers again because I haven't seen them.
So, just to be clear about this.
Yeah.
They were pretty much dead already. They were dead / undead.
Right.
And then you did something to them with your sword.
Well, of course. The sword,
And so you're
I did sword stuff, come on.
That whatever dead / undead version of them exists now.
Yeah.
is different.
Totally.
Than the dead slash undead version of them previously, and means that they will never ever come back again.
Are you hearing? Is it me or is it it's him? Right. I mean, of course. I promise that they are, they're gone. Mm. And so the long night ended.
I'm convinced.
The problem was solved. Mm. Or was it? Oh wow. Wow, Catfish, that has to be the greatest pilot episode of a series ever.
Certainly the best acted.
There could never be any better acted. I think that if that is the pilot, as mm-hmm. it is, to the Age of Heroes slash Long Night mm-hmm. sequel here on HBO, it is going to go very... I mean, it's to the moon.
It's a barn burner. I mean,
they should
I
burn,
liked it.
They should burn it.
It That's had right. drama. It had pathos.
Romance.
Yeah, sure did.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PMedia and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PMedia to get started today. Why Audible, you ask? Well, Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. I've certainly got an audiobook recommendation for today's podcast. Go to Audible, you'll see they have The World of Ice and Fire, The Untold History of Westeros, and The Game of Thrones. It's by our buddy Germ, George R.R. Martin, Elio Garcia, and Linda Antonsen. It's also narrated by Roy DeTrice and Nicholas Guy Smith. Man, it's great. You can get that book as a free trial. It's 21 hours and 22 minutes of audio pleasure, and it'll spoil the next series. But hey, I want to remind you, you can select any audiobook of your choice for free. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PMedia. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PMedia for your free audiobook.
Lots of romance.
Yeah. And some steamy bits. You know, something that some people have been very upset about Game of Thrones,
yeah,
is that ever since they focused on the plot and the story,
right,
that there hasn't been a lot of sexy naked times.
Listen,
and it really felt like there was some like bondage.
Yeah, but there was also people complaining about seeing sexy naked time from our heroes. It was that was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, that was part of the sexy pathos.
sexy pathos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Oh, so good.
If you say so.
Double L's.
Loyal listeners.
That's right. Loyal listeners, if uh-huh. you want to see more episodes The Long Night,
uh-huh.
The Age of Heroes, or if you mm-hmm. want to see other mm-hmm. Game of Thrones spinoffs right here on the Joffrey Podcast,
yeah,
go to Twitter, @PHQ. Send us a tweet. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/PHQ.
Uh-huh.
We want to hear from you. We want to give back some of these great prizes to you. We want to give you some of these sexy times masks for you. It is all there. We can't wait. This, Catfish, has been our third of 5 podcasts we're doing. 5 podcasts to celebrate the 5th anniversary mm-hmm. of the Joffrey Podcast. Can yep. you believe it?
I can. I've been here the whole time.
We have. We've been here the whole time. We woke up very early to do this. All these bags under my eyes.
All right. Well,
hey, I'm Bubba. You can find me on Twitter @FitandTrim. That's FitenTrim @FitandTrim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish. You can hit me up @CJGman67 on Twitter.
And you'll see us, all of us, next time on
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
Sex position.
I'm telling mother.